Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is the 17th day of March, 2015. Happy St. Patrick's Day. 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time here on WC, A Woman with CP. This is the network at blogtalkradio.com. The program is titled Women of Wisdom, and it is hosted by best-selling author Wynne Kelly Charles. Today, Wynne Kelly welcomes Tammy Principe, author, blogger, and radio talk show host. Her website is womensrecreation.com, and it's filled with great information, such as how to order her four books, My Soulful Journey, Walk in Peace, The Wishing Well, and The Green Rabbit. Also, Tammy has a popular internet radio show, too. She believes that one of her greatest accomplishments is that she has overcome cancer, and she works tirelessly to help others believe that struggles are temporary, but important lessons that can be learned from. Connect with her again at her website, womensrecreation.com. Without any further ado, Wynne Kelly Charles is going to welcome to the program Miss Tammy Principe. Here is your host, Wynne Kelly Charles.
Thank you, Annette. And I am blessed and honored to have Tammy on tonight. And I want to talk to her about her cancer journey, not only her cancer journey, but her writing, I guess you would call it writing as therapy, going through this incredible journey of having everything and losing it all in one fell swoop. I mean, before we went on tonight, Tammy was telling me that she had a blog talk radio show, was doing six shows a week, and which is a heck of a lot. And then she was a motivational speaker until cancer got her. And so that leads me to my first question, was how did you get inspired to write?
How did I get inspired to write? I actually had, yes. I kind of stumbled onto it. I had too much time on my hands. I was working 60 hours a week. And we were all laid off of our jobs, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, you're going from working 60 hours a week, you're putting your resumes out, going on interviews. And in the meantime, I needed something to do. I was actually going stir crazy. So that's when I created my website, and then the writing kind of flowed along with that.
Oh, geez. So you were actually going stir crazy, and you just decided to write. Well, that's my little secret, too. I was going stir crazy after my mom died. I had my company, but I decided to write I Win because I'm like, this is nuts. You can't be going stir crazy when you have something to write. And so can you explain to us what your four books, and they look fascinating, all about?
Okay, sure. Walk in Peace was my first book. I actually wrote Walk in Peace and My Soulful Journey two at a time. I wrote those two at the same time. Walk in
at
Peace.
At a time.
Yep.
Wow.
Walk in Peace is actually, that's to give other people hope and encouragement. No matter what you go through, it's temporary. And you don't, when you're in it, you don't see it as temporary. When you're in a situation, it's hard to see the out. And that's why it's hard, even when you speak with friends or, you know, neighbors, relatives, what have you, when you give your scenario to someone, right away, they give you their input. And then you either can think about it or you think, oh, well, you know, they're not in it, so they really can't see the depth of it. When in all reality, it's all perception. It's how you're perceiving that moment, and it's hard because you're in it. So this book, Walk in Peace, it does give others hope and encouragement, no matter what it is that you're going through or have been through. And there's scriptures in the back of the book as well to refer to for different things that you go through in your life. My Soulful Journey is actually a book I wrote so that, I went out and I met my father for the first time when I was 48. And this book I wrote gives people the hope and the encouragement to do so. It doesn't mean that all will be forgiven, expectations high. Go there with no expectations. You are going there for yourself, mainly. You're going there to answer questions, to see what the other person looks like, and things of that nature. You can't go there with high expectations or low expectations. Have no expectations. You know, and it's a journaling book. It's kind of to set everything aside and treasure the moment for what it is. And, you know, it's not a time to bring up any kind of upsetting things on either part. It's just to get to know one another. It's an introduction, if you will. The other two books I wrote at the same time as well is when I was going through chemo. The Green Rabbit, Rabbits Aren't Supposed to Be Green, was my first children's book. That I'll get into in a moment. And then The Wishing Well, Our Experiences Produce a Wealth of Information. The Green Rabbit is, like I said, it is a children's book, and it is written through the eyes of a child and is normal everyday classroom activities. And there is a teacher's helper that comes into the room, and her name is Mrs. Smith, and she brings this green rabbit to kind of relay her message to the children a little bit better. And it's the different chapters in the book are sharing, talking to strangers, water safety, bullying, good and dangerous animals, appropriate touching, fire safety, Halloween safety, children with disabilities and special needs, ice safety, being nice and safe, and then an extensive resource list. Now, this children's book is not your typical children's book. When you think a children's book, oh, okay, great, I got a children's book, and then you hand it to a child. That's not what this type of book is. This is the type of book that you want to sit down, and you read the chapter, and it opens up room for discussion. And at the end of the book is an extensive resource list, so that the parent, in case there is a situation when the child is opened up, you know, they have resources to go to as well. So it doesn't kind of leave you hanging out there. It's my first children's book, and again, it is all about safety.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Based on that children's book, you don't have an education degree, do you?
I don't have an education degree?
Education degree originally.
No, I'm having a hard time. No, I don't have a degree.
You don't have a degree in education. Well, what made you want to write a such complex children's book?
The reason is because the children's book was important to me, because it's everyday scenarios that a children face. It's the bullying that happens so much to a child. They come across children with disabilities and special needs on a daily basis as well. For an example, and this book has done so well that, for an example, Mrs. Smith, she brings in the green rabbit in a wheelchair, and she talks about handicapped children and so forth, and children with special needs. And it's, again, told through the eyes of a child. The appropriate touching, that is very important too. Talking to strangers, all of it, it's very extensive. But again, the resource list is very extensive as well to follow up on the subject matter. So that's that one. That was my one and only child's book. But again, it is designed for a child to read it with their parent.
Can I
or
ask
vice versa? Sure.
Another question based on the children's book.
Sure.
Do you heavily believe in the protocol of stranger danger?
I don't know. I have mixed emotions on that. Strangers aren't, I mean, first of all, it's important that your child doesn't go up to any strangers. I mean, that's a given. Stranger danger was labeled as something that, you know, it's the bad guy, when indeed strangers could be your neighbor. You know what I mean? Strangers are people that you sometimes know, but you don't know. You know what I mean? A stranger can have a bad intention, but you see them as a good person. So That's hard to say, but you don't, in this one, it just tells you not to run off with, you know, if a stranger approaches you, you know, tell an adult. Always refer the adult to an adult.
At the same time, we're trying to have these kids talk to adults respectfully. And
yes.
So how do you feel about that?
It depends on how the child is approached. That's the main thing. How is the child approached?
You know,
if the first thing, if it's in a group setting, okay, that's one circumstance. And another circumstance, too, it could be somebody, you know, asking for directions or so forth. And never, ever walk up to a car. Never, if an adult approaches you, whatever questions they have, it can be answered by an adult. It does not have to be answered by a child. So let me knock on Miss Smith's door. She'll help you, you know, something like that. But and I saw a video a long time ago, and it helped even with a child and they're on their bike. And it said, of course, you know, for the child to scream and things like that if need be, and put distance between themselves and the stranger. So in case they're trying to be grabbed or anything like that, they'll have something in between them, and they can still run off. So strangers is very, you know, there's no reason for a stranger to go up to a child when there's adults. That's just my firm belief.
If there is an adult in the room and there's a group of kids, and that young adult is being monitored by another adult, but those kids don't know what that adult is about to do. You're saying don't go up to that adult?
If there's a group of other adults and other children, you know what I mean? If they know them, you see what I'm saying?
But I'm asked this because of summer camps coming up. And for those of you who are listening to this interview right now, I hate to bring up controversy, but we will have this controversy in May, essentially.
With that in mind, the summer camps facilities, they do background checks, I would hope, on their employees who they have there. Some of them are based out on volunteers and so forth.
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, as long as you teach the basics to your child, again, this book goes into the appropriate touching and everything else. I mean, you have to have your emergency plans. You have to have a plan of action regardless of different scenarios. And that you teach them when they're younger. And as they grow, of course, you know, you bring more things into the scenarios, bullying and so forth, how you handle this. Internet's out there. How are you handling this situation if you come across it? So it's that open communication with the child, and the child should also feel, no matter what circumstances, if they are uncomfortable, you know, to talk to an adult. There's counselors there, you know, different scenarios. Always have somebody they can talk to. If they're in an environment, they know what they feel comfortable and what they don't. You have to just teach them, hey, you have to go with your gut. If you don't feel comfortable,
always go with your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Always go with your heart. And trust me. But that's interesting that you say don't necessarily talk to strangers. And that is completely interesting because I have learned the opposite all my life, and it's not it's not going to be. I did take Historian of Danger class for my kids, but I have always learned to ask for help from other people, my family, my teachers, my friends, strangers, you name it. Nine times out of ten, ask for help. Nine times out of ten, it's my family and my network and people within either my family's network or my own network. But at the same time, when I was growing up, we did not have Facebook. And so I am a little leery of Facebook. But why did you decide to write this children's book after writing all these beautiful, wonderful books? Does a children's book have anything to do with cancer?
Right. My other books aren't focused on that either. My soulful journey was about me meeting my dad for the first time, Walk in Peace. That was about those two books were actually written before I was diagnosed. And Walk in Peace, again, is hope and encouragement. And then I wrote The Green Rabbit and The Wishing Well at the same time as well, while I was going through chemo. The Wishing Well, that one is all about life's experiences. And the reason I named it The Wishing Well is because we're taught early on in life, wish upon a shooting star and, to wish for this and wish for that. And the names of the chapters, just to go over them real quick, wishing, wanting, hoping, and praying, reaction-based thinking, fear-based thinking, learning about you, tragedy happens, the road ahead, looking at things different, full circle, and summing it up. A lot of the things are surrender. Sometimes you have to surrender to a circumstance and kind of let it happen. You don't always have to take charge and control. Sometimes it's better just to leave it and then come back at it and think at it with a different perspective. A helping hand, I wrote that in there too, because sometimes people are just too proud to say, hey, I actually need help. Or,
yeah.
You know, that's a big one to me. It's like, it's very humbling.
A couple of ones like
People are who they are. Sometimes people change and sometimes people don't. Don't wait around for people to change. They are what they are. Their ideals are their ideals. And, it doesn't mean that you have to try to change them. Give up all control. Sometimes you don't have control. Forgiveness is really big in my book. Wolf in sheep's clothing. Sometimes people smile when in the back, when they walk away, it's different. Approval. You don't need anybody else's approval. You really don't. And I think as society, we kind of tend to look for other people to give us approval or for their approval, when really you have everything within yourself to be who you want to be or who you already are. So that's my main thing. I don't know if you have another couple of minutes to go over my website as well.
I do.
Oh, perfect. When I was laid off and I created my website, I created it just to give others hope and encouragement. And that is the sole purpose of this website. I write a weekly blog. I know a lot of bloggers, they blog every day. God bless them. I can't do it. I blog once a week and I post them once a week. And it's a simple message in that blog. It's hope, encouragement, just different things. I have, under blogs, I have three categories, which is the weekly topic. I have teen dating violence. I have domestic violence, and I have cancer. There's blogs on each of those in those categories. Just to give you a little bit of, I have a few different areas to go into as well. Articles of interest, health and beauty. I have fashion. I have JM Couture. He is in there with his fashion. dresses and accessories. I have recipes. And a friend of mine, she blogs as well. Her name is Tracy. She blogs for pet stories. I do have relationships, and of course I have interviews that I've been on. It was in the interview section, and Blog Talk Radio is the interviews I have given other authors as well. So
I'm looking at it right now, and it's amazing. I'm looking at it right now, and your books are not on Amazon, are they?
Yes, they are. They're on Amazon.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
and actually, there's two of them that are going to be changed. I was with Wine Press Publishing, and they went out of business, so I went with Redemption Press for the My Soulful Journey and Walk in Peace. And I'm also going through them now, and that's in transit right now. I'm transitioning one from one company to another. The Green Rabbit and the Wishing Well will be with Redemption Press as well.
Okay.
So all four will be with the same publishing company.
I'm going to wait myself to get the Wishing Well. And the Wishing Well isn't on audio. The Wishing Well isn't on audio book or KDT, is it?
No, actually, no, it's
so
not.
It's not,
not when I get it transitioned over to the new publishing company. It'll be on ebook. It'll be in soft cover. It won't be a hard cover anymore. And the graphics are going to be a lot better. Everything is going to be with both books.
Wow.
It'll be a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Oh
my God. So it's just a transitioning with those. So, but it's fine. I look forward to it. It's kind of a fun little project as well.
Yeah. Oh my God. So you are a woman of many talents. You are a woman of many, many, many talents. And my God, how can you write two books at the same time? I can barely write one myself. And
I'm working on another one, but I don't want to give out too much information.
I'm
working on another one, and it should be released next year as well. The one thing is, and there's some topics that I'm going to be writing about as well, that suicide is one area that I really want to write more about this year, because there's so many people that have experienced it, and the loss is just so detrimental, and it's just so devastating for everyone, because there's so many questions sometimes that just don't get answered.
If I can interject here.
Sure.
For 2 minutes. I got a call from a business contact late last summer about a book that I am involved with. I actually did the foreword to this book, and it's called Tales of Depression, and it's going to be out in September, we think. And it's based on Robin Williams' bio, but it's all about suicide and all about depression. And what I'm coming to find out is that I am actually a two-time suicide survivor myself. I never did it, but I have thought about it, you guys. And what I'm coming to find out is that suicide is one of those things that once you let the cat out of the bag, there's no turning back.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, people don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
Well, yeah. See, the thing of it is, as an outsider, I'm saying this, and I'm saying this based on my opinion only. But as an outsider, it just seems that the first thing you think is, there's so many people that he or she knew. Why couldn't someone reach through to him or her? And that's the thing, that's the first thing. It's like, oh my goodness, they just knew, they were so popular and knew so many people, or that even if they weren't popular or what have you, they just know people, and it's like, you know, and it's an afterthought. You know, oh, if I would have called more, if I would have done this, or if I would have done that, that's the hard part. to deal with, because you have, you know, I just want to do more research. I want to do take questions and put answers to them, and I want to understand more about it in the hopes of prevention of someone thinking, considering going that route. So to me, it's a big deal. Also, getting back to my website really quick, I have an extensive resource list. All you have to do is click on articles and resources at the top, and it covers everything. Child abuse, children's health, domestic violence, you name it, it's in there. Substance abuse, suicide prevention, safety, there's just everything in there. And my website, again, is Women's, WOMENS, it's recreation without the hyphen, .com. And, so that's in the future what I would like to get more into, but there's extensive research that has to be put into it. I'm not going to just put a blog. It might be a 4 or 5-part series blog, a blog series on it.
Wow, good on you. Good on you for taking a stand on what needs to be taken a stand on. And by the way, her website, I'm on it right now, her website is fabulous. And as we've discussed, all these articles, all these resources, the books, the everything else, and of course, we're to have you back, Tammy, when you get the other books done.
Oh, sure, that would be fabulous.
We've just started this incredible journey with Tammy, and she's one amazing woman and one amazing survivor.
Oh, thank you. And the part that I did put in my book regarding when I was diagnosed, I called and the nurse had asked, the receptionist said, the doctor wants to see you. And I tried to put it off. I said, well, I'm kind of busy right now. You know, how about, you know, a month from now? And her sense of urgency is the what kind of alerted me to something a little bit more serious than what I just thought of a regular doctor's, visit. It was a follow-up from a biopsy, actually. And so she was, I'm like, okay, 2 weeks from now. She said, no, he needs to see you sooner. He needs to see you sooner. So I finally made the appointment, and I was able to get in a day or two later. But when the doctor walked in, his face was like to the ground, and he kind of had this, you know, gloomy look on his face. And
oh, boy.
I just looked at him, and I said, I don't know what's going on with you, but I got cancer, and I'm not that bad. It's like they kind of, and I said, and he confirmed it, and I said, okay, well, what's our game plan? What, you know, I want to know, I don't want an hour of, you know, going, you know, hey, you know, let's talk game plan. Let's talk strategy.
Yes.
Let's talk what we're going to do here. But I just felt so bad for the doctor because he had to deliver bad news, you know, to people, you know, and he has to set himself up because you figure he's at the door, got his hand on the doorknob and kind of getting himself prepared. And, you know, and it's like,
you come in and with a thought of attitude. Well, that being said, I have to let you go before Blog Talk Radio yells at us anymore, and I'm going to turn it back over to Annette.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. You have
Thank
a great
you.
Night. And happy happy St. Patrick's Day, sorry.
Do.
And thank you, everybody, who's been tuning in and enjoying this fabulous conversation with Tammy Principe. Her website is Women's Recreation. Like she said, there's no hyphen in there. If you put Women's Recreation, you're going to find it. Womensrecreation.com. Wonderful, wonderful, great information, so please check it out. When you're looking to get in touch with our host, Wynn Kelly Charles, visit her website at wincharles.com. And you can follow this program. Please do. It's at blogtalkradio.com/WC, a woman with CP. We greatly appreciate your time and attention here live on the 17th day of March, 2015. Tammy Principe has been the guest this evening on Women of Wisdom.